Okay, beauty. Yeah, so I don't know, maybe if you could just talk about some of your concerns, maybe to start with, about that idea of Centrelink trying to find out who's vulnerable, asking people a lot of personal questions about their how they manage their money and stuff. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that it's wrong and it's deeming people unfit and treating people not as an individual. They're going to put us all in one block and brand us like as if we're cattle. And we can't control our own welfare, and we can't vouch it. So that's taken away our individuality and our independence. Mm-hmm. So it's vital that we have our independence and we're free to go into any shop and not be shamed by putting a card over or having to go up if we're at a shoe shop and they don't have that. That agreement with Centrelink, and we have to go up to a Centrelink to get a cheque from them to go down and buy. That would be very shameful. Mm. And to keep our culture, our Aboriginal culture, that's not building self-esteem or letting us have our culture, having personal questions asked of us, because we're very private people and we don't like anybody investigating into our personal selves as such. Mm.
And do you have any faith in Centrelink, you know, as an agency to actually be able to, you know, make these decisions about people and their lives?
No, they shouldn't be able to be sitting on the fence and making decisions for individuals, because they don't live our lives. They don't know what we are, who we are, and what our needs are.
Mm. Yeah.
And we all got all different needs. We're not all subject to one. We're all different personalities.
Yeah.
And we all have free will. And that is to the extreme. We need our free will to do what we want, what our needs are.
Absolutely. And how did you initially, what was your reaction when you heard that Bankstown, where you live, was being announced as one of the sites when this card was going to come out?
Angry. Very, very angry. For them to deem me unfit and I'm on disability, they should not be able to have that power over us in the community, whoever it is, whatever culture you're from. They shouldn't be able to, government shouldn't be given Centrelink the power to run our lives and control our lives. And that would be, you might as well put me in prison. Because it would be like I'm in prison.
And just the final question is, we've talked a bit about what's happened up in the Northern Territory with the intervention. As an Aboriginal person, to hear about the way that the communities up there are being treated through this intervention, what's your impressions of that?
That's shameful, very shameful. I cried when I heard of that.
Yeah.
Because what they're doing, they're taking our culture away, and it's very imperative that, I mean, it's very important that they get education up there and let the Aboriginal people, especially the elders in the Northern Territory, they just took everything away from them and humiliated them like they weren't in control of their lives and they didn't know how to live, and they're trying to take their culture away. And we have to have that in place for our youth. And talk and put keep culture hand in hand with the education and put everything back, the business, build up the houses, let people live as individuals, as a community. Don't treat us Aboriginals like we're animals, like we don't have a mind of our own. That is absolutely disgusting. Mm. And to have control over our lives and not let us live it how we want, it is crucial that we do this for ourselves.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for that, Annie. And I'll tell you, it's really, I can say for sure, it's really important for people up there that they hear that there's this sort of support as well, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like that for me to be able to call up, you know, people I'm working with up there and say, look, you know, there's the people down in Bankstown, they're angry about this, they're not happy with this, you know, we can work on this together, you know. That's going to be really important for them to hear. So thanks very much for all
that. Well, this goes as far as Bribie Island, Caboolture, goes right up Sunshine Coast, so I have family and friends up there, and they're just as stressed about this intervention and all this business that Centrelink wants to do to us. And how they just stopped all the stores up in Northern Territory. That should not have happened. Mm. Should not have happened at all. Mm. It just kills our spirit, suffocates our spirit.
Mm. You're right. Oh, well, thanks so much for your words, eh?
My pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. So strong.
But look, I'll,